Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Wednesday, July the 2nd.
Woo!
The Morning Scramble.
July the 2nd.
July the 2nd.
This whole month, man. I'm like, wow, how did we get here? Huh, here we are.
Boy, time just flies.
It does.
Do you feel like time's going faster or slower?
Faster.
Faster?
Yes.
What's causing that?
I don't know. The summer. I think just summer goes so fast. There's lots to do.
Summers are summers. It should be kind of the same pattern. It just feels different this year.
There's more to pack in, right? So you got to be here and there. And then we got to make sure we get a trip in there. And it gets busy.
You and I both have week-long trips coming up at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
How's your planning going?
Good. So we're going on a family trip. Just like a long weekend, and then we're going on a multiple family vacation with everybody together.
Are those attached?
No.
So the weekend's a separate trip.
The weekend with just my family, easy breezy, no big deal.
Got it.
Me, Nick, and the kids, fine. My whole family thing.
How many people is that? Including little tykes.
Including little kids? I don't know, 20?
Wow.
I don't know. But it's a lot of scheduling things, and there's meal planning too.
Yes.
Because
you're
also
renting a house, right?
Yes, we're renting a house. We're going to be making some of the meals. And so organizing all of that, and what are you going to eat, in 3 weeks on a Wednesday?
What are your options right now?
The only thing I have decided on is macaroni and cheese, right?
Yeah.
Kids will love it. We'll make a really good one, get the adults in there with some fine cheddars. I don't know.
It's like a homemade, a baked mac and cheese.
Yeah, homemade mac and cheese. That is the only thing I have planned for vacation.
I want you to enjoy that day, but I weirdly, secretly want that to be the hottest day of the week.
It's going
to
be so gross.
Why are we having mac and cheese?
I was trying to find that perfect thing that would please everybody.
How about steaks and sweet corn?
I don't know.
Is there a grill at this house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
Steaks and sweet corn.
Just a good Iowa summertime meal. Is
true,
what I was thinking.
True.
Right.
Not a baked macaroni and cheese.
I think there's a place for that.
I was just trying to find something that the kids would like too.
I think what's tricky for you guys is a lot of people do these large gatherings around a holiday. So there's going to be a turkey.
Yeah.
Right. Or a ham.
Mm-hmm.
That takes care of it. You're right at the end of July.
Uh-huh.
Which is
when nobody wants to have the oven on.
That's right. Yeah.
We're doing baked mac and cheese.
I think then just balance it out. Have copious amounts of ice cream options for later.
Oh, we're going to have so much dairy.
That's a lot of dairy. On a sweltering July day.
That is my gut buster vacation. I cannot wait.
I don't know if that's antibiotic or probiotic or something, but oh.
It's very antibiotic.
Everybody's just going to be slow moving on Thursday.
But dude, I want to do it.
Go
I think it's
it.
A great idea.
Go for it.
All the cheese and then all
dairy
the ice
day.
Cream.
Yes.
Hey kids, we're having dairy day. And for lunch, cheese curds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Take it all the way.
Oh.
If you're going all in, you're going all in.
We're going all in. It's happening. Let's go.
We'll make sure the medicine cabinet's stocked with a lot of lax. Black lax.
We're going to need a lot of lax. A
lot of lax.
That is so true. Be prepared if you're going to go all the way.
You got to know.
Got to be prepared.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for all of it. And you got time to plan, so stock up on the lax.
Planning on being backed up ahead of time. Good deal. And if you're hosting a 4th of July celebration, we've got the things that you must have to have the perfect party.
Okay.
Okay. Got to have some barbecue foods, the classics, right?
Yep.
You can get fancy on some of the sides maybe, but you have to have the classics. Burgers, hot dogs, those kinds of things are what people want to have.
That's a traditional American 4th of July barbecue.
That's what the 4th of July is all about.
So far, so good.
Fireworks.
Back in the day, around Iowa, it was basically sparklers and snaps and snakes.
Yes.
Now
yes.
You can go a little more crazy.
Or if you know that your house is the place where you've got a good vantage point.
Yes.
For the actual fireworks.
Viewing.
That works
I didn't even
too.
Consider that.
Viewing works. That's
okay.
Growing up, that was my backyard. If everybody came over to our house, you had a pretty good.
Similar here. We had a straight line of sight to the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fireworks.
Food and fireworks.
Yes. Great music.
Now, this gets tricky.
It does.
Do you set a playlist that's a very American focused, or is it the vibe of the year, right? What are you doing there?
How are you selecting that music?
Yeah.
That can be tricky sometimes, getting that just right. What's the vibe of the party? I think you just need something uplifting and fun.
Who gets to set that? The chef?
The host?
The host?
I don't know, but you got to put somebody in charge of it because it is one of the things that you have to have.
You're three in and I've not heard cocktail or beverage yet.
It's not on here.
Oh my goodness.
It is not on the list of things you must have for a 4th of July party to be perfect. Do you want to know what the last one is?
Yeah.
Outdoor games.
Okay.
Like cornhole.
Activities, yes.
That little washers. Thing with the two golf balls on a string.
What is that
ladder
one called?
Ball.
Ladder ball.
Ladder ball.
Yeah.
I described it perfectly.
Lawn darts back in my day.
Dangerous.
Lawn darts, man.
You know what? Yeah.
That was a ton of fun.
Yard games. The dangerous, the better.
You know the game that I think keeps trying to, I don't even know if it's going to make a comeback. It's croquet.
We had a croquet set
so
going
did we.
Up. That was like a family classic.
Yes.
You
good
never
good
saw
old
croquet.
American 4th of July as you play a British or French sport.
I was like, that is not an American game.
No,
Eric.
I think it might be French.
Yeah.
Croquet.
Croquet.
Hey, would you like to come over and play some croquet? It's the 4th of July.
Do we get to blow stuff up? Yeah!
No drinks on that list. That makes me a little upset.
It's a little strange, isn't it?
That's fine.
You'd think maybe that's part of the foods, but I mean, it doesn't list it. It just talks about the
meat. That's on the menu. I get it.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty much par for the course.
But I think that you better stock up, at least have some beers.
Heck yeah. Little PBR, a little.
Yeah.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I was desperate yesterday to get the taste of red onion out of my.
You ain't kidding.
Mouth. Nose, nasal cavity. It just
hands?
Had. Yes, it had infested everywhere.
It lingered.
We just so happened to work our way into a champagne tasting.
How do you work yourself into a champagne?
Well, you buy
tasting?
Two tickets to Wine Styles and you sit down. And technically,
you pay and then you go.
You pay and
it's like a ticket.
You read about it, you sign up for it, and you go. That's how you work your way into a champagne tasting. Now, somebody's going to call, and I want to be, I understand if it's not from France, it's not champagne, right? Because it has to be from the Champagne region.
Someone's going
to
call you on that.
And with that exact accent.
Okay.
No, you have it wrong. It is not from France. No, so it's sparkling wine, right?
Okay.
But all eight of them were hand-selected. They're all made in the United States. So we are having some bubbly and charcuterie, and it's just going great. And then we're like, we're still kind of hungry, but not super hungry. So we went out and did something, and it reminded me of a flavor combination we actually created on a cruise ship, and I have to recommend this for everybody. We call it the Champagne Supernova, and it's simply this. Champagne and vanilla soft serve ice cream.
Oh, yum.
It is fantastic.
Wait, so how do you, it like a float?
Well, the way we did it on the cruise ship is we had a cone. And a glass of champagne, and you would lick and drink, and lick and drink. I didn't
this
consider
so good.
I didn't consider making it into a float, but why not? I think that would be perfect
if they're pairing nicely on
they
the palate.
They pair perfectly on the palate.
Oh,
and we had totally forgotten we
I'm
had done that.
This down.
Champagne or any sort of just sparkling white wine, and then just a good vanilla soft serve. They go together. This might be the dessert you're going to serve to celebrate America.
Now, though, for a float, yes. I like to do the harder ice cream because then it gets kind of like a crispy
You're right.
Shell on the outside of the ice cream.
Let's experiment.
I think we need to try out champagne floats.
And as we are talking about this at Soft Serve, so we went from Wine Styles, then Parlor City's just down the road, right? We're like, why did I end up today eating raw onion? Like, that was our taste of Tuesday, was raw onion. Why didn't we do champagne floats?
Would have been so much better.
It would have been so much better.
Hey, I had high hopes for raw onions.
I did too.
So, I really thought I was going to learn a thing or two.
I don't know if I'm submitting this as a full-on menu item, because there's really just one version of it. But I got to tell you, we call it the Champagne Supernova. It's just champagne and soft serve or just vanilla ice cream. Pair them together. Mwah!
Okay.
Perfect. That's
Thank
how we
you,
ended our day
ship.
Yesterday. All designed on a cruise ship.
That's
and then
a great
rediscovered
idea.
Last night.
That sounds really good.
It was great.
I think we could make that happen. Champagne floats.
Yes.
Sounds like you had a good day. we started with onions, and by the time we left this room yesterday, it was slowly inching up in temperature.
Yeah, we had a little problem with the AC yesterday.
The AC wasn't working in our studio, which, you know, no big deal because it's not super, super hot, right? Like it was last week. But Friday is going to be a scorcher.
We're getting
again.
There.
We're going to get yeah. hotter and hotter and
hotter. And even if it's part heat and then just this room seems to take on mugginess.
Sure.
So at least it kind of cuts it and breaks it. Yeah.
But that there seemed to be a problem with the HVAC unit here. And then last night we're putting the dishes in the dishwasher after dinner. And my husband and I are talking and all of a sudden we hear a sound. And we're like, what is that sound? It doesn't sound right. It sounds like some sort of machinery is angry. And he looks at me and I look at him and I go to the basement and he goes outside. It's our air conditioner unit.
No.
It just gave up. It was like something was wrong with that big fan.
Yes.
Outside. It just gave up. I'm like, seriously, why is trouble following me? It's me. I'm breaking it. Like each room I enter is just.
What? Don't hang out with me today.
Hey, it's going to get hotter this week.
It has gone up a degree since we walked in this room, by the way.
It's me.
What are you doing to air conditioning units?
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Think back to, I believe it was January 3rd of this year. You
January 3rd?
January 3rd.
Okay. What was I doing?
Well, we had out the Magic Z-Ball, and we were making predictions for the
calendar
year. And the Magic Z-Ball is eerily accurate. Has been many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the Magic Z-Ball a very specific question. Okay, we need to preface that I've edited that. We did it three times. The first two, it wouldn't tell me. Now, I do find it interesting. The year I asked that question is the same year the governor decides not to run. I do want to point that out.
That is weird.
However, Magic Z-Ball got it wrong because Cedar Rapids Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell has announced a re-election campaign for mayor. Just happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was elected in 2022. If you remember, there was a runoff election with Amara Andrews. 2025 city election is set for November the 4th. So Magic Z-Ball got that one wrong as she is running for another office. It is just the same office. Yes. A wind turbine manufacturing plant in West Branch that had sat idle for some time turned the lights back on yesterday. Nordex Group has reopened this plant and has orders in the queue that will take years to complete. So they got business down the pipeline. The facility will also use that location to be their training site for all of North America.
Hmm.
As a state, Iowa, by the way, a leader in wind energy, 60% of our state's electricity production is from wind. We are number one in the United States.
Wow.
In wind production. That's pretty darn cool. Let's wrap up the buzz. What's got us feeling all right? Okay, I need to set the scene. Early Iowa City, 1884.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine.
A young scholar becomes a double agent.
What?
Entangled in a brewing clash between rival factions. So different families are establishing their own breweries in Iowa City. While also the temperament movement, prohibition.
Ah.
This is all going down in Iowa City in 1884. This is a true story. It's been captured in a book, and it's going to be made into a movie. It is called Death of a Brewer, and they start filming July 28th, and they are looking for you.
Me?
Anybody who would like to be an extra in scenes in churches, bars, and breweries. That's where most of the scenes will be taking place.
I imagine you're going to have to get costumed up for this.
One would think so. I also think I've got the facial hair if I would have got the time to do it. It is an unpaid. You just get, you know, it's the fun part of being in a movie. Very similar, I'm guessing, to how things went down for final season.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just know that you got to commit to the time, right? You've got this window of time. And with movie making, while they have schedules, you are just at their beck and call. So know if you sign up, you could be somewhere as early as 4 in the morning, and you could be there all the way till 8 o'clock at night or later.
You got to be real flexible.
They're filming Iowa City, also Quincy, Illinois, and Galena, Illinois, just to capture some of the scenes, and there are some breweries that are taking part. If you want to apply to be an extra in Death of a Brewer, which, by the way, is being produced by a family in Iowa City, you got to go to a Google form, and it is on their Facebook page right now, Death of a Brewer Facebook page, to be an extra in this movie that is currently being filmed in Iowa City and beyond. How cool is that?
I love it.
One, I was in a movie in St. Louis. I loved it. It was a ton of fun. You just got to have the time to commit to it.
Yeah.
And then I was in that TV show. They did that filming in Kelowna.
Mm-hmm.
Expedition Unknown or something like that. So have you ever, were you part of final season?
No.
Missed it?
No. I was working in a cornfield.
Do you want to dress up like a lady at the church who's like, liquor is the devil's drink?
As long as I can be pro-liquor, I think.
That's not the right...
Oh.
No, then you can be...
I'm part of the temperance movement?
I'm just putting you... I just typecast you. I apologize.
Know. Yeah, I don't know if I'm...
No, you're pro-drink.
I'll do it as long as I'm pro.
You're a non-proper woman in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
What? She's got the liquors, the devil's liquor in her bones.
I don't know, you guys. I think it's fine.
There's nothing wrong with it. Well, if you want to be a Death of a Brewer, just get to their Facebook page and follow the instructions.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
I can't stop thinking about this movie now.
I know.
I've actually now written a new character.
Really?
Yes. You're married.
I am?
Yes. To me.
Oh.
And I actually either work at a pub or I work for one of the brew houses.
And that's why I'm like, well, this would really hurt our business.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you're torn between helping your family grow.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, your husband's slinging the devil's spit.
We need this for our family's
survival.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just some lovely immigrants who came to Iowa City from Germany.
Germany?
Right? Yeah, I think we're German.
Oh, I was going Irish.
You think so?
Maybe.
I don't know. When you think brewing, though, you think Germany
more than
Ireland.
Sure, but that's why it's a surprise. It's part of the layering of our
characters. You have so much layering going on in this. Yes.
It's very rich, the characters we're creating.
Well, if Death of a Brewer is looking for a subplot, we have it for you.
Just
enough introduction that the really pure film people will notice it.
Yeah.
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 If you're a film wolf, oh, I liked what you did with that character. What, that couple from Ireland? She didn't know. She was torn. You could hear it in her singing.
Yeah, maybe we're trying to make a special potato kind of beer.
That's it. I'm trying to invent something new in the whole course of this movie.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
There is a part in the form where you can also apply to read, like actually have speaking parts. So just thinking about
it. Get out of my way.
Let's do this.
Excuse me.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
We have a verdict in the Diddy trial. Sean Combs facing 5 criminal counts, 1 count of racketeering conspiracy, 2 counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion, and 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He denied all of them, but was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution. Counts 3 and 5, that's against his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, and then another person who's just going by Jane in the court.
I'm asking you a legal question. I'm guessing you don't know. I'm presuming the charges were listed in order of severity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Counts 3 and 5. Racketeering, though, was one that they were kind of deliberating on. The jury told the judge that they couldn't reach a verdict. They had a partial verdict on the other counts, but they were able to reach that this morning. So not guilty on the racketeering and conspiracy charge. I guess we'll see what happens with sentencing.
Good point, but it's the lesser, 2 of the lesser
two
of
the
5.
Lesser. Yeah. Yes, correct. Travis Kelce is used to fame. I mean, he's a famous pro football player, but when he started dating a pop star, his level of fame rose quite a bit. Now that he's dating Taylor Swift, he can't enjoy his golf game the way he used to. He said, I'm playing golf, and then all of a sudden, in the trees, there's a guy with a bleeping camera.
Good morning, friends. Welcome, paparazzi.
Yes.
As Jason Kelce tries to just hit a golf ball.
Can't do it. Travis said, oh, crap, I got to use the restroom, and I can't just go over to that tree.
That's a thing.
That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Goodness.
It's a thing.
He said.
You've got, you know, you're way out in the middle of nowhere. You're playing 18 holes of golf. There's only one clubhouse.
That's true. You can't just go to the clubhouse and use the restroom.
The coolest thing about golf is beer comes to you on a cart.
They figured that out.
They just don't have restrooms on a cart.
They have porta potties out there.
No, you got trees, Claire. You got trees. But when you're famous, you can't do that.
No. He does not do that anymore. Has to keep things buttoned up just a bit when he's playing golf. And he also said that he and Taylor, when they go out on dates and stuff, they are not looking for attention. They're just trying to enjoy life, have fun. He's trying to introduce her to the sporting world. So he like took her to a hockey game, just kind of low key stuff like that. Just yesterday, they were near his hometown in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. They went to some place called JoJo's Bar, and JoJo's Bar then about a little after the lunch hour got swamped with fans by word of mouth, found out that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are in town.
That's gotta be like good news, bad news for the bar.
Yes.
Right. Good news, it gives them some notoriety, but if it's like one of those small town, like Fritz's Trap in Washington is known for its tenderloin.
Yeah.
Right? They can't handle that capacity.
No, not right away. The manager said that they came in and they had a wonderful time. They had a great lunch, enjoyed the food. Travis grew up in Cleveland Heights, which is not far away, so he knew about the bar and wanted to go somewhere that he was familiar with, and so they had a really pleasant time. They sat at the bar and talked to patrons for a little bit, and then they cleared out one of their private dining areas and then had a private room for their lunch.
I'm guessing you want your small town to be cool about it.
Like, yes.
Guys, just don't take our picture.
They were not cool about it.
We just want to have a tenderloin.
Word of mouth got out. People were like, Travis and Taylor are here. And then fans started flocking to this bar.
You know who doesn't like that? Madge. Madge is the bartender who's been there the longest.
Yes.
She stapled most of the dollar bills to the ceiling.
I don't have time for this.
Guys, come on. No. Are you drinking or no? If you're not drinking, get out.
Get out.
Who's drinking?
Get out of my bar.
Come on. Get out of this bar.
Speaking of getting out of this bar, we got to take you back to the Bezos wedding in Venice last weekend. Remember, it was a big to-do. The whole town of Venice.
The town of Venice was their venue.
Hosting this wedding. 3 days. Started with a welcome party and then the actual wedding. And then the next day, there was kind of a relaxed pajama-themed event for all the guests.
I've never heard of that before.
I've never heard of it.
I've seen pool parties on the next day, but I've never seen pajama themed.
Nor I. But if you're a billionaire, you can do what you want.
That's true.
And that is what they did. However, might have had some wedding crashers.
Vince Vaughn and wow.
Owen Wilson. It was not them. It was actually some of the Kardashian-Jenner crew. So Kris Kardashian and Kim Kardashian were invited.
Okay. That's two.
They were invited by the bride. However, Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, and Kendall Jenner were not on the invite list originally. However, Mama Kris thought it would be a good move and a good look for the entire family if they were all present.
Got to stay on brand.
Exactly. So when she was invited to Paris for the bachelorette party, she asked if they could also come along, which was a little bit weird because Lauren Sanchez, the bride, barely knew them outside of some, you know, simple pleasantries.
Where do you think you drop that question? Right?
You wait for her to have a couple drinks on the bachelorette party.
Has the anatomical cake come out yet? Right? Have you done suck for a buck yet? That's my question.
At what point in the bachelorette night did you squeeze
you
in that?
Work in like, oh, by the way, my entire family's coming.
Or like on the bus home, like, oh, this is so much fun. Also, can every single one of my daughters attend?
Woo!
Don't worry about Rob. He's not coming. But all the daughters, can they come? I don't know how
I'm
that
sure
conversation
was on
goes.
The French bus, party bus going home.
It had to be.
La party bus.
Le pas de bus.
Bus. A mustached man will be your driver. He will constantly be smoking cigarettes and will be wearing a beret. Don't question it. His record is impeccable.
Or, like, are they having a conversation at the bachelorette party? And then Lauren Sanchez starts to list, like, who else they invited. And, oh, Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be there. And Orlando Bloom and Tom Brady. And then the wheels start turning. And Kris Jenner's like, I got to get all of my little brides in there.
That's right. Mama Bear.
She's got to
get her little cubs in there.
Make it happen. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We need to help out a mom who's thinks it's time to set up some ground rules for her house. When it comes to hosting all of her kids' friends, her house has kind of become the hang zone. Her daughter's friends, her son's friends, everybody tends to congregate. Maybe it's location, whatever it is. She's decided it's time to set up some rules, though, because a couple weekends ago, she ended up making 3 meals to appease everybody's groups. She and her husband had prepared a meal for themselves, and then her daughter's friends wanted to have some pizza, and then her son's friends were like, we're going to order Chinese.
Do you think one answer to this is if your friends are coming over for dinner or dinner time, I need to know in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Does that, because one, it's just, you never get a chance to eat your own meal. You're starting to eat, then you stop because what the daughter came home first.
Wait, we got to make pizzas.
Make pizza. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the son's home and then they wanted Chinese food.
Right.
I would think if you at least, and maybe, because I wouldn't do it all the time. There's still a cost of all of this food, right?
Right.
That's a big part of it.
And are you paying that cost or did they order pizza?
Sure.
And you just have to like make sure you answer the door or something? I don't know what the deal is, but I would say that you have to set up some ground rules, whatever works for you. And say, like, either I'm not going to be cooking all of those meals or, like, yeah, your friends can come over, but they're not allowed to bug me while I'm eating or, you know, like
and
something.
And then, this is nighttime, right? Then when do they go home?
Well, that's true, too.
Right? I mean, it's one thing if you have, like, a planned sleepover. That takes some effort.
Right.
And there needs to be a lot of preparation. But if it's, like, so-and-so is going to hang for a couple of hours and all of a sudden it's 10:30, 11 o'clock, what's curfew look like?
Yeah, as a parent, I want to go to sleep and there's still people yes. hanging out at my house.
What are the house rules if you are the cool house? We would love your thoughts at 200-1029.
Well, for food-wise, you talk to the other parents and have them all contribute. You know, the simple food thing, awesome. I recommend an Instapot for rice because that's easy.
Ooh, good thinking.
And it'll hold it warm for hours. But the curfew thing, the last kid has to leave at your curfew, and it is on them to be at their place for their curfew.
That seems to settle the curfew question.
Mm-hmm.
Although you're kind of kicking a kid out, and then now they're on their own to get back to their own house.
That's on them, right? You
That's
can't
true.
Be responsible for them
no.
all the time. It's like, I'm opening up my home between these hours of operation, and then when I say it's time to go, it's time to go.
Is there a part to this conversation we've not tapped into, which is the moment you set up rules, all of a sudden you are not the cool house?
Ooh, what if you shut it all down?
And you don't, well, that's an option. One is like, I don't want to be the house. I didn't think of that. The other is you like it. It gives you cred among other parents and your kids. But then all of a sudden it's like, well, we were going to go over to Claire's, but now they've got all these rules.
Oh,
they didn't have those back in June.
Her mom just set up all those rules.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's going to, or does a parent, do you care about that or not? I don't know. A lot of angles on this for this family.
But you can't just like appease everybody, right? You
no.
have to, if you feel like, hey, I'm not going to be cooking 3 meals anymore, you need to communicate that to everybody and make sure they know, like, well, if you want pizza, that's on you to figure out.
That's logical, but you're also dealing with teens. It's very
not
emotional,
logical.
Right?
It's all emotion.
Okay, it's cool to be the hangout house. You like the badge of honor, but it comes with a lot of extra stuff, for a lot of baggage for
yeah.
you, right? How can you change that? How can you set those house rules? What are those house rules? How would you set it up for this family? They would love your help at 200-1029 for Momtroversy.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Yeah, we're always happy to take these items and bring them to the airwaves. Just mm-hmm. let us know what's going on in your house and how you think a Momtroversy could help you. Scramble at KZIA.com. That's where today's topic has come from.
Yeah, a mom was asking about ground rules for when kids' friends come over and visit. If your house has become that hangout house, do you have to set up some ground rules of how you're going to operate in that space? Are you going to set up some rules for the kids in terms of what they can access in your kitchen? Some rules in terms of the things that they can't use, certain technologies?
You've got curfew to consider as well.
But
most of the calls and texts coming in have really focused on, and the question that came from the family is this idea of food.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down, just she and her husband, and then the daughter comes in with a group of kids. And there's a pizza question. And they're like, well, there's some stuff in the freezer, so I've got to get up and help them make that.
Yep, let's make a pizza.
And then they're taken care of. And then the son comes in. Couple of friends.
We just had pizza yesterday. Let's do Chinese.
Chinese. And so what, are you ordering now? Are you grabbing the wok?
Right? I don't know. Are you making it? Yeah,
this entire
scratch?
Time, by the way, mom's meal is dead cold. Yep. She hasn't had a chance to touch it yet. How do you tackle all these house rules? It's cool to be the cool house, but when it comes to food, what do you do?
So I think you maybe set up a station where there's paper plates and, you know, plastic utensils so the kids can help themselves, and then a snack station, and maybe each of the kids brings a box of granola bars or something each week. And then you have some simple stuff around like chicken nuggets and pasta. And so the kids can be more responsible for themselves.
It's a little more potluck sounding.
Yeah. And it's on them to kind of help with the sourcing of the food.
Yeah. Yeah. Snacks, you know, have, if a kid likes a particular kind of fruit snack, have them bring a box to share with everyone.
I also like that idea of easy stuff that you can either microwave or cook, but the kid can probably figure it out anyway.
Yeah. You guys are on your own. I am not a short order chef.
Read the back of the chicken nugget bag. It'll tell you exactly how to make them. We're right over here if you have a question, but that way you're just not constantly running back and forth to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right, right. Here's a blue box of mac and cheese. Fix it up. You've got it.
That is a great suggestion.
I like that. Give them a little bit of power, a little bit of pride in it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I remember hanging out with my cousins. That was the house. Mm-hmm. And I look back, even just with the phone calls we've had, I don't know how my Uncle Don and Aunt Julie survived.
I know.
They had 7 kids, and all of those kids had friends. And I think also part of the reason they were the central house is they were kind of centrally in town.
Yes.
They were close to the YMCA. We were close to the movie theater downtown, close to the high school.
I know. Like, I was the out-of-town kid, so I always was going into whoever was in town.
Yeah. If I had a friend over, it was a production, right? They had to get there. There's usually a bus involved.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And then they're spending the night. But yeah, just that drop-in. I mean, I'll tell you this. I survived a lot on Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tart was an easy, no matter the time of day,
right,
food item for
always
that house.
Always sounds good.
You always knew that was at least something that was set up in a snack station at my Uncle Don and Aunt Julie's house.
I had never considered asking them to contribute to it, though. If you're going to set up that snack station, like, and we all supply the snacks that go in it. So, hey, if you're coming over, tell your friend to bring a box of, you know, whatever, fruit snacks or whatever.
I think it's easier in this day and age now that we have warehouse buying.
Yes.
So Costco and Sam's Club, so you can at least have larger amounts of it and you're not paying as much per kid.
True, but it shouldn't be all on one person all the time.
Because you're also now doing all the inventory and all of that as well. The conversation continues for Momtroversy. It's cool to be the hangout house, but it comes with a lot of burden for you and maybe some rules for your kids. Let us know your thoughts. We can do so right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page for Momtroversy.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.